KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, now celebrating 40 years of helping buyers and sellers on the Southern Kenai Peninsula achieve their real estate dreams. Listings can be found at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294. It's Tuesday, May 20th, 2025, and it's time for KBBI's Evening News. I'm Josh Krohn. Some Alaskans are familiar with Salmon Fest, a Kenai Peninsula music festival that advocates for the preservation of Alaska's Bristol Bay salmon. But a new spin-off music festival with a similar environmental message kicked off in Seward last weekend. As KDLL's Hunter Morrison reports, organizers hope the event will mark the city's start to the summer season.
San Francisco-based bluegrass band, the Brothers Comatose, warms up in a nearby cabin. They're the headlining act for the inaugural Seward Salmon and Song Festival. Guitarist and lead singer Ben Morrison reflects on the last time they performed in the state at Nanilchik's Salmon Fest in 2016.
I think my biggest takeaway was the people. Like, are just so, they're like hardy people. They just like don't care. They will have a good time no matter the weather, no matter the what's happening.
The vibe at the new two-day music festival at Miller's Landing, just south of Seward, was similar last weekend. And that isn't the only similarity between the two music festivals. The Seward Salmon and Song Festival is rooted in environmental conservation, just like Salmon Fest. One of its goals is to raise awareness and support the Chinook Salmon Run in Resurrection Bay.
There's like conversations you can have and spring up that you wouldn't otherwise think that would happen.
That's David Stearns, an organizer for both music festivals. He says they're still fleshing out ways the new festival will advocate for salmon. If the festival is financially successful, organizers plan to donate a portion of the proceeds to local environmental nonprofits. Stern says they'll also adopt Salmon Fest's Salmon Causeway, a space where nonprofits can set up and advocate for environmental causes.
It's all kind of part of the process and seeing how this plays out and what we can improve and how we can have an even bigger impact on an environmental front.
Stearns says festival organizers have considered a Salmon Fest spinoff for years, but they didn't know when to host it. The new event coincides with the Seward Mermaid Festival, an annual two-day vendor fair with live music and a mermaid costume contest held near the city's boat harbor. Shelley Shank is a coordinator of the annual festival. She says the two events are kind of like unofficial partners.
So I think it's a symbiotic relationship, which is fantastic.
She says the festival marks Seward's unofficial start of summer, as it's part of the city's harbor opening weekend. She says that's a good time to hold festivals in the city.
Anybody else in our town of Seward that wants to join in and do something, it's been our goal, because it's for the community, and the community loves it.
Shank says the annual festival helps bolster the city's economy by bringing people in. And that's another goal of the Seward Salmon and Song Festival, according to Stearns.
So there's stuff for people to do, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday now. And so I think all taken together, with especially if this is going to be as popular as it is, then I think it's going to be a really good thing for the local economy.
Stearns says the new music festival's response exceeded his expectations, which he says is promising for another Seward Salmon and Song Festival next year. He says welcoming national acts like the Brothers Comatose helps draw in crowds. Reporting in Seward, I'm Hunter Morrison.
A statewide advisory board tasked with managing Alaska's forests met last week on the Kenai Peninsula for the first time in about 20 years. The group talked about conservation and projects during a short hike that followed a string of presentations. KDLL's Hunter Morrison reports.
Mitch Michaud is a retired federal forester with the National Resource Conservation Service. On a recent sunny afternoon, he leads a small group of people on a short hike near the Kenai River.
Okay, let's stop right here. Let's look at the tree that's right in front of us.
He points to a tree blooming with green leaves that shimmer in the sunshine. But the tree, a bird cherry, is invasive to Alaska. Ann Michaud, has asked the city to cut it down. He says it could be a detriment to the nearby river because the tree attracts insects that impede salmon habitat. The stop is one of several on the Alaska Community Forest Council's agenda from last week. That's an advisory board made of foresters from across Alaska that provides guidance to the state's Division of Forestry. The group meets quarterly, but hasn't met on the Kenai Peninsula in about two decades.
This walk is to showcase the projects that are being done in South Central Alaska and on the Kenai Peninsula.
The walk highlighted several stream bank stabilization projects in the area. One was a multi-agency project implemented last summer, where timber was anchored, laid out, and covered in mulch to prevent further degradation of a heavily used fishing area at Centennial Park in Soldotna. Native vegetation was also planted and has since taken root.
We know the Kenai River is, it's death by a thousand cuts.
That's Kevin Duffy, Trout Unlimited Alaska's Kenai Peninsula Community Engagement Coordinator. He says healthy stream banks support healthy salmon habitat.
So any way you can erase one of those cuts, then we're building towards a better future.
A major topic of conversation during last week's forestry meeting was spruce bark beetle mitigation. The area around the Centennial Park campground has been hit particularly hard by the insect over the last few years. But forestry concerns like these aren't just local to the Kenai Peninsula. Elise Huggins is a forester with the council who came down from Anchorage. She says these issues have spread to other parts of Alaska.
The more you learn about one aspect or multiple aspects of the same problem, you're not repeating the same mistakes, right?
Huggins says the walk was informative to help find ways to mitigate forestry issues in her neck of the woods.
And you're hearing how other people have made mistakes, which you don't want to go through, or how other people have had successes. So it's saving dollars, saving public resources.
Michaud, who led the walk, says it's one thing to talk about forestry projects, but he says seeing them in person can be an educational experience.
We always have a tour, and here at the Centennial Park campground, you can see a lot of different things, and you can do it all like on a loop, and it gives the chance for everybody to have some side discussions and as we're going.
Last week's meeting wasn't just a walk around the park. Representatives from the city of Soldotna also sought guidance from the group about the city's tree ordinance and proposed landscaping projects. In Soldotna, I'm Hunter Morrison.
KBBI's Concert on the Lawn will be held on July 12th. We are currently seeking sponsors, vendors, and volunteers. Applications are available on our website, kbbi.org. For more information, call us during business hours, 907-235-7721. And we have a listener survey posted on our website, kbbi.org. Please take a few minutes to fill it out and help us identify programming and schedule preferences. Join KBBI for a special fundraiser at the Porcupine Theater tomorrow night with Johnny B. accompanying Charlie Chaplin's The Gold Rush. Doors are at 6:30, the movie begins at 7 o'clock sharp. Beer and wine sales for the evening's event go directly to KBBI. Those under 21 may attend if accompanied by a parent or guardian, and a link to purchase tickets can be found on our website, kbbi.org. And stay tuned for the Borough Assembly meeting coming up at 6 p.m. live right here on KBBI. And that's it for tonight's news. Thanks to KDLL's Hunter Morrison for his contributions. If you have a story idea or a news tip, email news@kbbi.org. You're tuned into member-supported KBBI AM 890 Homer and on translator K201 AO 88.1 FM Seward and online at kbbi.org. Thanks for listening. Have a good evening.